The first session of this module is called Bad Habits. Bad habits are quite a complex phenomenon that affects all of us, although we may not immediately realize it. It is a type of repetitive behavior or habits that we consider negative or harmful. Such behavior is often done automatically, almost without thought or conscious decision-making. In other words, bad habits are not the result of careful thought, but rather a reaction to various stimuli, stressful situations, or emotional states. These habits have the potential to affect different areas of our lives, from health to professional performance to the quality of interpersonal relationships. Although they may initially appear subtle or even as a means of coping with certain situations, in the long term, they can do more harm than good. One example of a bad habit that many people struggle with is smoking. This habit often starts as a casual activity, linked, for example, to social situations or the desire to relax. However, once smoking becomes regular, it can become a difficult habit to manage and can lead to serious health problems such as lung cancer, heart disease, or chronic respiratory problems. Another common habit is eating junk food. People often reach for fast food, sweets, or fatty foods, especially when they are tired, stressed, or have little time to prepare. However, persisting in this behavior for a long time can lead to obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other chronic diseases. Other bad habits that can significantly affect quality of life include procrastination. This term refers to putting off responsibilities or tasks until a later time, often despite knowing that this will create even more stress or problems in the future. People who are prone to procrastination often find themselves caught in a vicious cycle of non-fulfillment and subsequent guilt, which further deepens their hesitation to complete tasks. This bad habit then not only affects work performance and productivity, but can also have an impact on interpersonal relationships if, for example, promised deadlines or commitments are not met. Excessive use of mobile phones or social media is another prevalent bad habit in today's digital era. Many people spend hours a day scrolling through social media, easily losing track of time. This habit can disrupt daily routines, reduce the ability to concentrate, or lead to neglecting important responsibilities. In addition, it can contribute to feelings of anxiety, depression, and low confidence, especially if social media time is associated with constant comparison with others. The causes of bad habits are as varied as the bad habits themselves. One of the main causes may be stress or anxiety. At such times, people often turn to behaviors that bring temporary relief, even though they know that these behaviors may be harmful in the long term. For example, people under stress may reach for sweets or alcohol as a form of escape from uncomfortable emotions. Another cause of bad habits may be patterns of behavior that we pick up in childhood. If a child perceives certain family dynamics, such as an inability to deal effectively with stress or pressure, they are more likely to adopt similar behaviors in adult life. Lack of self-control, or the ability to resist short-term satisfaction, also plays an important role. Bad habits are usually formed when an individual finds it difficult to resist temptation or immediate rewards and ignores their long-term negative consequences. The surroundings, society, and the influence of friends can also promote the formation of bad habits. If a person is surrounded by people who engage in certain behaviors, such as smoking or excessive alcohol consumption, he or she is more likely to conform and accept these behaviors as the norm. The consequences of bad habits can be far-reaching. First and foremost, they can significantly affect physical health. Smoking, unhealthy diets, or excessive alcohol consumption can lead to a range of illnesses, including cardiovascular problems, diabetes, and infectious diseases. But bad habits don't just affect health. Procrastination and excessive time spent on social media can lead to reduced productivity and disruption of work duties, which can affect career growth and financial stability. Moreover, bad habits can have a profound impact on a person's mental health. People who are aware that they repeat behaviors they know are harmful to them every day often experience feelings of guilt, failure, or frustration. In this way, innocent-looking bad habits can gradually grow into a kind of psychological boulder that hinders personal development and quality of life. Although bad habits may seem difficult to overcome, it is important to remember that change is always possible. However, it requires not only a strong will, but also a commitment to address the underlying causes and create healthier alternatives that will gradually replace negative behavior patterns. The importance of internal change in overcoming bad habits cannot be underestimated. It is the key to achieving real and lasting change. Changing our behavior never starts with a decision or a promise to ourselves or others. The roots of any transformation lie deep within our personality, our thinking, values, and beliefs. Without this inner component, any effort to change becomes a temporary effort, and when the first major setback occurs, we often slip back into our old ways. If we really want to overcome bad habits, we need to delve deep within ourselves to understand what leads us to these habits and how to transform them into new, positive patterns of behavior. Understanding why. Understanding our motivation is key to overcoming bad habits. Inner change always starts with understanding why we want to change a bad habit in the first place. Superficial reasons, such as the desire to impress others, to impress or to look good on social media, are often weak motivators and fail to drive us forward in the long term. To be truly motivated to make lasting change, we need to focus on the deeper meaning of our goals. We may want to overcome a bad habit in order to improve our health, gain more energy for our loved ones, or simply live a more fulfilling life. This deeper meaning, which is both authentic and connected to our values, gives us the strength and determination to carry on even in difficult times. In addition, we should carefully examine not only why we want to overcome the bad habit, but also what drew us to it in the first place. Often, we don't realize that bad habits are not just bad habits, but serve a function for us, for example, to help relieve stress, provide momentary pleasure, or an escape from reality. Without an understanding of what leads us to a bad habit, it is very difficult to actually leave it. Think about these questions and write down your thoughts. This will help you understand why you are trying to change and what is driving you to change. What bad habit do you want to change? Think about what you're changing. You can write it down to make it clearer. When and why does the bad habit happen most often? Try to think of situations or emotions that lead you to it. Is it stress, lack of interest, or something else? What feeling does this bad habit give you? What does it give you when you do it? Is it relief, pleasure, or something else? Try to name it. What negative consequences does the bad habit give you? Think about how it affects you, whether physically, emotionally, or in relationships. What will change if you can overcome the bad habit? Think about those times when you resisted temptation. What positive feelings or accomplishments stand out to you? What values or goals of yours are inconsistent with the bad habit? What do you want to accomplish in your life? How does the bad habit prevent you from achieving these goals? What influences in your surroundings may be fueling this bad habit? Consider who or what may be motivating you to engage in the bad habit. Is it a group of friends, family, or perhaps stress? What healthier alternatives could you use to overcome stress or negative emotions? Think of something that will give you energy or peace of mind. It could be sports, meditation, or reading books. Why do you want to overcome the bad habit? What benefits do you hope to gain from it? Write down what it means to you. How could it help you feel better, live healthier, or be happier? What small steps can you take to move towards this change? Think about specific small steps you can take. Maybe start with one day without a bad habit, or try a new hobby. We must not forget our inner values and beliefs. Behavioral change cannot be permanent if it conflicts with our inner values and beliefs. Our beliefs and perceptions of the world fundamentally influence every decision we make. If we believe, for example, that we deserve something as a reward for a hard day, it can be very difficult to give up the behavior that seemingly acts as the reward mechanism. People who are trying to quit smoking or cut back on sweets often face exactly this problem. Their internal belief that they cannot find joy or comfort without these things prevents them from succeeding in their efforts. Therefore, it is crucial to work on harmonizing our inner world with the goals we set for ourselves. If we ignore our subconscious patterns and try to change our behavior only at the surface level, we will only end up with frustration and a sense of failure. Inner change goes hand in hand with changing our perception of what is important to us and what role our values play in our lives. What are your core values and what is most important to you in life? Writing these values down will help you get clear on what you are really looking for. What inner beliefs do you have about yourself and the world around you? Consider what drives you to take certain actions. Do you believe you deserve rewards for your efforts? What do those rewards look like? In what ways do beliefs influence your decisions about bad habits? Think about how your beliefs influence how you justify your behavior. From what situations or emotions does your desire for a particular bad habit arise? What specific feelings or moments cause you to turn to a bad habit? What alternatives could you find that might satisfy the desire for reward or comfort? What else might provide you with a sense of happiness or peace? How can you align your goals with your values? How can you adjust your goals to match what you really want and value? What steps can you take to change the negative attitudes that are holding you back? Think of specific techniques or methods that could help you overcome limiting thoughts. What happens if you ignore your inner values and try to change behaviors only at the surface level? What negative consequences could this have on your path to achieving your goal? What might your life look like if you truly aligned with your values and gained inner harmony? Imagine an ideal scenario where your goals are aligned with your values. What specific steps can you take to work on inner change and better balance your values and goals? Write down possible actions or changes you can implement. Permanent changes versus temporary efforts. Very often we see people embarking on various changes with great enthusiasm, for example, as part of New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, these efforts usually have a short-term effect because they are mainly oriented towards external goals, such as losing a few pounds or being fit for a specific event. But without a deeper internal change that reflects a real change in attitudes and values, these goals become a fantasy. Once the life circumstances that forced us to change pass, we revert back to our old habits. Successful and lasting change only comes when new positive choices become a natural part of our lives. This means not only making a conscious decision to adopt a new way of behaving, but also changing our attitude towards ourselves, our values, and what we consider important in life. Confidence and emotional health. Another important part of internal change is the development of self-awareness and the ability to regularly reflect on one's behavior. Self-reflection helps us to understand what specific situations or emotions are causing us to slip into old habits. By recognizing these triggers, we can develop strategies to avoid them or respond to them in new, healthier ways. Self-reflection also helps to accept that change is a process, and that mistakes are a natural part of it. People who try to overcome bad habits often fail, not because they are incapable, but because they do not forgive themselves for their own mistakes. Instead of harsh criticism, it is important to learn from our own behavior and to see each failure as an opportunity for growth. Many bad habits are closely linked to our emotional state. It may be the way we deal with stress, the way we run away from problems, or the way we try to fill the emptiness we feel inside. Therefore, truly lasting inner change often involves working on our mental and emotional health. Only when we can manage stress, emotions, or life challenges in a healthier way will we be able to overcome our bad habits. Mental health care involves many aspects, from regular relaxation and meditation to a deeper understanding of yourself and your inner world. Only when we can find true balance do negative patterns of behavior become unnecessary, and the space for positive change opens up. How do you feel about your confidence? Think about how you feel today. What helps you feel confident and what hurts you? What often leads you to your bad habits? Write down the situations or feelings that cause you to turn to this behavior. How can you respond differently when your triggers come up? Think of alternatives. What could you do instead of resorting to the bad habit? What mistakes have you made that have taught you a lesson? Don't judge yourself for your failures. What have these moments shown you about yourself? In what ways can you use them for your growth? How does regular self-reflection help you better understand what you are experiencing? Write down how self-reflection helps you recognize your emotions and behaviors. What questions do you ask yourself? What healthy strategies do you use to better manage stress? Think of activities that bring you peace, such as exercise, meditation, reading, or walking in nature. If you feel empty or lost, how can you change that? Think about what might help you feel better when you find yourself in that situation. What positive habits would you like to develop to keep you balanced? These could be small daily rituals that help you feel better. What would you like to incorporate into your day? How do you reward yourself for every small step forward? What will you do to recognize your accomplishments? For example, you could treat yourself to a small reward or share with someone what you have achieved. How do you find a balance between goals and taking care of yourself? Consider how you can take care of yourself even while you are pursuing your goals. How do you find a time to relax and recover? Inner change is the pillar of successfully overcoming bad habits. Any attempt to change must begin with a deep understanding of our motivations, values, and beliefs. Without this work on ourselves, change is only a superficial and temporary adjustment. The real results, however, come only when we change within, when we allow ourselves to see our behavior from a new perspective, when we accept responsibility for our choices, and when we consciously work on our emotional stability. Overcoming bad habits is not easy, but with inner determination and careful self-reflection, we can make lasting and meaningful changes. Let's dive into practical part. Neuro-linguistic programming has a technique called switch. That can transform our behavior. Here's how to work with a slightly modified technique. Identifying the bad habit. Figure out exactly what you want to change. For example, you may have a bad habit of watching TV for an unnecessarily long time every night when you should be getting ready for sleep. Write this bad habit down on paper or in a notebook so you can revisit it later. Close your eyes and imagine yourself behaving in the moment you are engaging in the bad habit. What emotions are you experiencing? How do you feel physically? What are your thoughts? Create a clear and detailed picture in your mind that represents this behavior. You can imagine a specific situation, such as an evening on the couch with the remote control in your hand. Take a picture of this behavior. If you want, you can draw a picture or write a few words that describe this behavior. Determine how you would like to respond instead of the bad habit. For example, you might want to focus on reading a book or exercising. Imagine what it looks like when you behave the way you would like. How does it make you feel? What thoughts are going through your head? What emotions are involved? Make a picture in your mind where you are energetic, happy, and satisfied. Try to intensify this image as much as possible. And take the picture again. Write down words if you want or draw it. Imagine your original bad habit as a small one at the edge of your mind. It can be like a small picture on the top of your desk. Make the positive image you see in your mind as big and bright, right in front of you. This image should be bright and intense. Imagine that the negative image suddenly becomes smaller and weaker until it disappears completely, while the positive image rapidly grows and replaces the negative one. You can imagine that all the colors of the positive image spill out and literally swallow up the negative image. Repeat this sequence several times, ideally 5 to 10 times. The goal is to make the negative image weak and the positive image strong. This technique really requires a few repetitions in the beginning,